hands. Isn't God good? All the time. Amen. That's right. You know, there was this man, he was entering a country store, and as he's entering the country store, he notices there's a sign reading, "Danger, beware of dog." Get it? Now listen, "Danger, beware of dog." And it's posted on the glass door, so when he goes inside, he notices an old, harmless, flea-bitten old hound dog asleep on the floor beside the cash register. He asked the manager, said, "Is that the dog folks are supposed to beware of?" He said, "Yep, that's him." And he said, that dog?" And he kind of chuckled. He said, "That certainly looked like a dangerous dog to me. And why in the world would you post such a sign?" He said, "Because before I posted that sign, people kept tripping over him." Let me ask you a question. Are you being tripped on today? Woo! Amen. Get your Bibles out. Y'all stand up. God is awesome. We're going to talk about something so awesome today. Power praise. Not the power of praise. Power praise. Y'all say it. Power praise. That's right. For those that are looking for correct English, you're not going to find it here today. Amen. Power praise. God is awesome all the time. God is awesome. Amen. Power praise. Our God is a powerful God. Our God has got His act together. Our God can work for us anything we need, anytime, anywhere, any place. Come on, y'all. Power praise. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Go ahead. Now, that was kind of weak. Come on, a power praise. That's right. I didn't say lack of power praise. Power praise. Amen. Oh, yeah, you got your hands full of Bibles and all that. Yeah, you can still praise with your mouth, though. You might not can with your hands, but you can with your mouth. Amen. That's right. That's right. No rocks cried out. Okay. Psalm 34. Turn to Psalm 34. Why don't you look up here and see what it says. When you enter His presence with praise, He enters your circumstances with power. Whoa! Power praise. When you enter His presence with praise, He enters your circumstances with power. How many people could stand to have Him enter into their situation right now? Amen? Well, let's go ahead. We're going to read this. Let's read it together, okay? Read it together. Ready? I will bless the Lord. Y'all, it's right up there if you don't have it. Look right up there. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify. That's awesome. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord campeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody do this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Look at somebody and say, I've got more than enough. Amen. Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and love many days that he may see good? Amen. Let's stop right there. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I know, God, that you're alive and well on the throne, Father. And I know, God, that nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for you. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch and anoint God in a special way. Let us, God, know that when we leave this place that something special has taken place, and we will thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and the church said, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise on the way down and say, power praise. Come on, say it again, power praise. Amen, amen, amen. Now God knows that we're all prone to get down. We're all prone to depression. We're all prone to defeat. We can all think that we are Superman or Superwoman, but I can guarantee you there is the devil's got kryptonite waiting for you. Amen. He's waiting for you. He's trying to find a way, or he knows the way, and he's waiting for the time to be right when he can come in and get you all depressed, get you all upset about your circumstances. And he'll do everything within his power to get us that way. But we can get beyond it. Amen. Whenever he surprises us, usually when Satan comes, it's a surprise. It's a sneak attack. I mean, you think, I want to look, how many times have you said, I didn't see that coming? How many times you say, wow, if I'd known that was coming, I would have prepared for it. Amen? Amen. So here's what we do. We can do something called power praise. Power praise is made up of three areas, all right? Three areas. First, it's made up of worship inward for who he is. Power praise also is made up of praise outward for what he has done. And power praise is made up of thanksgiving upward for what he has done for us. Amen. That's power praise. Somebody say power praise. Now I want you to say, I'm going to worship him, I'm going to praise him, and I'm going to thank him. That's power praise, amen. Power praise causes a focus shift, okay? It focuses from what we think we deserve to what I know he deserves, amen? I mean, some of us think we deserve so much. You know what I deserve? To be on a cross. I deserve hell. Amen? But Jesus took that for me. So when I begin to praise him and worship him, I now don't have, listen, it's not what I don't have. That's what I do have. And I've got an almighty God taking care of me. Power praise. All right, so now, watch this now. Oh, isn't this thing cool? We got all kinds of gadgets going on up here. Amen? I know some of y'all can't see them, but there's gadgets going everywhere up here. This is awesome, and we got more gadgets coming. So this is just awesome, awesome, awesome. Somebody say gadget. Okay, there's some. I see several Inspector Gadgets back there. And I see Inspector Gadgets over here. Amen. All these guys, are awesome. Amen. All right. So now watch this. Power praise, living a life of praise, is one of the most powerful ways to change your life. How many would like to see some changes in your life? How many like to see some good days coming? Do you know that if you want to see something happen, you need to praise your way to it? Amen. Let me tell you something. Praise isn't like the caboose that follows just what happens. Instead, it's more like the engine of a train that makes things happen. Some of us in here right now, you're thinking, huh? I'm here to tell you something right now. So many of us have lived our life like praise is the caboose. If this happens, I'll praise God. If this does this, I'll praise God. If everything comes out all right, I'll praise God. I'll praise you for it, God. How many's ever praised that way? Lord, if you make this work right, I'll praise you for it. I can tell you what, that's not getting his attention. If you say, God, I'll praise you no matter what. God, I'll praise you while you work this out. God, I'll praise you no matter what the outcome is because I trust you. That's what happens. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, this is very powerful. Your faith is not complete without praise. All right, traveling in the wilderness. How many know when they traveled in the wilderness, God had a specific plan for the people traveling in the wilderness? They had to go a certain way. The tribes were aligned in a certain way. Who was the leading tribe that always traveled first when they were going through the wilderness? Judah. What does Judah mean? Praise. God wanted praise to lead the way. Whenever they went into battle, what did they do when they first started? No matter what, they always sent the priests and the trumpets in front. Why? Because every battle was to be started with praise and not weapons. The weapon of praise is stronger than anything steel that you can get your hand on. Amen? So watch this now. Praise affects, you might not know this, praise affects you, praise affects the devil, and praise affects God. It touches everything and every part of your life. How many know that? And there's not a crack or a crevice that won't be affected. And a lack of praise in the same way, in a negative way, watch this, it turns the devil loose in your life. Did you know that? A lack of praise turns the devil loose, and a lack of praise hinders the blessings of God. Let me tell you something about vultures and hummingbirds. Anybody ever heard the story of vultures and hummingbirds? Both the hummingbird and the vulture fly over our nation's deserts. All vultures see is rotting meat. If you've been riding down the road today, have you noticed that these vultures, they're hanging around here, they're watching. They're watching for the car to give them some roadside service. They're up in the tree waiting, and when it happens, they're down there getting it. They see you coming, they'll eat till you get there. Every now and then, we see a far-sighted one, and what happens to that buzzard? He winds up joining the party. My wife sent me something yesterday, said, yeah, you might find a party in hell, but you're going to be the barbecue. Think about it. You might find a party in hell, but you're going to be the barbecue. Amen. So watch this now. So all they look for is rotting meat because that's what they look for. They thrive on that diet. But hummingbirds ignore the smelly flesh of the dead animals. Instead, they look for the colorful blossoms of desert plants. The vultures live on what was. They live on the past. Oops. They live on the past. They fill themselves with what is dead and gone. But the hummingbirds live on what is. They seek new life. They fill themselves with fullness and with life. Each bird finds what they're looking for. Let me just tell you something today. Everybody in here, you're going to find what you're looking for before you leave today. If you come looking for a dead service, you're going to be deader than a doornail when you go out. Matter of fact, instead of having the ushers take you out, pallbearers will take you to your car. But if you come here looking for something great and something powerful, guess what's going to happen? Something great and something powerful. So look. So it touches everything, every part of your life. But watch this. Praise the negative way turns Satan loose in your life. How many's ever heard of prayer warriors? How many is a prayer warrior? I'm going to tell you something we need now is praise warriors. Somebody to get up and they will fight the good fight of faith with praise. Amen. So now, I'm going to tell you something about praise does, and then we're gonna get up here and praise. Matter of fact, if you want the spontaneous praise while I'm preaching, go ahead. I promise you won't scare me. If you do scare me, that'll be all right. I'll get over it. All right? Okay. So power praise, number one. Power praise. Number one, power praise bolsters your faith. Did you know that? How many want their faith bolstered? They want to see something happen. They want to be able to stand up harder than they've ever done. Listen, nothing will energize and vitalize. Nothing will stimulate. Nothing will power up your faith like praise. When you learn how to praise God, something special happens. Matter of fact, I see people all the time, and as long as they walk around going, well, I'm believing God. Do you believe that? Well, I'm doing the best I can. Tonight, the Lord already showed me tonight we're going to have a testimony service. Okay, tonight's service is going to have a testimony service, but I was going to tell you, here's what I don't want you to do at your testimony service. Watch this. Praise God, I'm saved. And pray that God will help me make it somehow to those pearly gates. That's not praise. That's not expecting God to do something. When you get up and say, God, I believe you, I trust you, I know that you're going to do this, whether I feel it or not, whether I see it or not. God, I praise you because you're the great I am. You've got what we need. Then God goes to work. Amen? So here we go. So watch this now. When you boast in the Lord, you say you know that your God is more than enough. Amen? When you boast in the Lord, you're saying, God, I know that you're a great God and you're more than enough. To magnify Him, watch this now, to magnify means to make Him the big thing. To make Him the focus of your life. I, David Linton, the great giant of faith that I am. When things begin to happen, sometimes I'll look at the problem first. And I'll focus on the problem. And as I focus on the problem, I find myself getting deeper and deeper, wondering, God, what's going on here? God, can you handle this? God, are you going to let this happen? And then it hits me. Why am I sitting here worrying about this? Worry is a sin. Come on. Why am I worrying about this? Why am I not praising you? Because you've got the answer. And as I begin to praise Him, it changes my focus. And when I change my focus, it changes my perspective. And my perspective has changed. No longer I'm looking at how big this problem is compared to me. Now I'm looking at how small that problem is compared to God. Some of y'all in here right now, you're thinking about things that's going on in your life right now, and you're thinking it looks so big compared to yourself. If you can change your focus, if you can change your perspective, all of a sudden you'll go from how big that problem is compared to how small you are, to how small that problem is compared to how big God is. Somebody in here right now, you need to have a power praise. Let's just stop right here. Somebody give me a power praise. Come on, better than that. Come on, let's get some. That's right. That's right. Come on, praise. Yeah. All right, you're getting better. You're getting better. Now, does that bolster your faith? Now, watch this now. Look. So, look, it's not really a great faith we need. It's faith in a great God we need. Amen? It's faith in a great God we need. You know what praise is? Praise is your faith turned inside out. All right? So get ready. Now, not only does praise bolster your faith, praise banishes your fears. Look at that lion. Isn't he awesome? Roar! The lion of the tribe of Judah. Roar! Praise. Can you hear that lion praising? Roar! Can you imagine that lion praising God? Roar! Who's that girl that sings she's a lion? Hear her roar. What's her name? Okay, y'all about as ignorant of that as I am. Okay, praise God. Some of y'all know I'm scared to tell it. Katy Perry, okay, I'm a lion, hear me roar. No, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of praise. Hear me roar. Roar! Praise God, he's got this. Yes! All right, so banishes your fears. So watch this now. That's what he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto me and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. By exalting or extolling the Lord at all times, what you do is you're always mixing your prayers with praise. When you're always lifting him up, guess what? You are mixing your prayers with praise. And when you mix your prayers with praise, we are lifted above our fears. How many want to be lifted above their fears? Amen. How many want to know that God's got you, he's got your back, he's taking care of you, he's got you lifted above all the things that are tearing you apart? We realize when we call upon an omnipotent God greater than any problem. Watch this. I love this. This is one of my favorite scriptures. To Isaiah 61, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Amen. To oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I remember several years ago on a Sunday morning, I remember preaching about Job and how in a moment everything was taken away. And as I was talking about it as a moment, everything was taken away. Y'all gonna remember this. Somebody walked right up that aisle and stopped and told the Richards their son been in that wreck. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of y'all might not know this. They said we couldn't go down there. And, of course, I got down there. The Lord did that. And when I walked up, I said, how is he? The reports were he was dead. And when I got to the rescue squad looked at him. I said, how is he? And they went, I said, that's not what I asked. How is he? Give me words. And they went, and I said, I need words. How is he? And while the guy was doing this, the guy that was in the Jeep hollered, he's talking! That day, Isaiah 61, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That same one that was supposed to be dead down there in the road, they was playing such beautiful piano here today. Oh, hallelujah! And you ain't got anything to praise God for! And then was it a year? Then a year later, I'm trying to get up here for a wedding, and I wind up in a major 5-6 car crash. I look up and I see this car coming at me. I can't even understand what's coming because he's on my side of the road. When he's on my side of the road, next thing I know, I get hit hard. I've never been hit before. I was going 55, 60 miles an hour. They said he was going about 60. No brakes, 55 or 60, and 55 and 60 hit. But this way, not that way, but this way. And I was spinning around in the road. I didn't know what was going on. When it stopped, I hear it was going, worse than usual. And when I got out of the state patrolman said, man, I said, where are those guys at? He said, tonight, someone to go pray for them. He said, they won't do any good. They're dead. And he looked at me and said, you should be dead too. You tell me we ain't got something to praise God for. Come on, praise Him, church! And I want to sit back and I want you all to think about times you went to the hospital and the doctor said, we can't take care of it, it's no good, we're going to fix it. And you know what? It's fixed, praise God. God took care of it. Think of the times this year that when whoever said no and couldn't be done, and God said, yes, it will, watch this. You know, I like it when God says, hey, y'all, watch this. Praise God. God has a plan, and that plan is not for us to be consumed with fear, but to trust God in the middle of it. He wants to, listen, give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There it is, power of praise. Go ahead one more time. Praise Him, church. Praise Him. Power praise also beats your foes. It says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. Now that word poor does not mean you ain't got anything in your pocket. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about somebody that's been talked about, that's been browbeaten, that's been considered no good, nothing. They say, you're not going to get out of this. It's impossible. Your enemies are going to win. You're just not going to make it through this. Guess what? Devil, you are a liar. Devil! Come on, y'all say it with me. Devil, you are a liar. Praise the Lamb of God. Give God another praise. Come on. It means, listen. Watch this now. Here it is. It means you're looking down and browbeaten in mind and circumstances. If you will not concentrate on your enemies, but concentrate on God and praise Him, your enemies will be defeated as you praise God. If you can learn not to concentrate on who you're fighting, but concentrating on who's doing the fighting for you, something special's going to happen. When man's ways please, I love this. How many's ever heard this? When man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him, Proverbs 16:7. How many's ever heard that scripture? It doesn't mean everybody's going to love you. It doesn't mean your enemies are going to come up and go, oh, you cute little cuddly teddy bear, could I hug you? What it means is, listen to this. This is so awesome. I love it. What it means is it doesn't mean that they love him or like him, but it means they're afraid to attack him because the favor of God is on his life. They back away. You know, there was a missionary down in South America. He was preaching, and there was a preaching in a tent, and there was a guy that ran the syndicate down there. He told him, said, if you keep preaching, when you're preaching tonight, I'm coming in and I'm going to kill you. So the missionary said, well, Lord, what do I do? He said, I told you what to do, preach. He said, but Lord, he said he's going to kill me. He said, what did I tell you to do? Preach. He said, you let me worry about him. You just worry about preaching. So the guy got up to preach. And when he did, here come the syndicate boss, just like he said. He come walking right down the center of the aisle, putting his hand to his gun. He's sitting on the front aisle. The guy said, okay, God, I'll see you tonight. God said, keep preaching. So he kept preaching. He walked that stage back and forth and kept preaching. When he got through preaching, that man got up and got down and got saved. And they asked him, he said, I thought you were going to kill me tonight. He said, well, brother, I did. And he pulled up and showed the gun. He said, I come to kill you tonight. He said, but I was kind of scared to pull that gun out. He said, why? He said, because those two big goons you had behind you. He said, they kept watching me the whole time. He said, every time you'd move and I'd see you move, they'd move with you. And every time I'd look at them, they were looking at me right dead in the eye. And he said, there was nobody behind me. I'm up here by myself. He said, no, there was two goons up there. Bigger than any goons I got. I said, I was scared to death when I saw you up there. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear Him. Amen. That's such an awesome thought. So now watch. Look, so our real enemy is Satan, and when you praise God, Psalm 22 and 3 says that the Lord inhabits the praises of His enemy, and 2 Chronicles 20, 21 through 24, they're up against a big, big fight. 3-1 odds. Jehoshaphat begins to praise the Lord. The Lord tells him, says, you just put me in front. Put the people singing in front. You praise God and just say, praise the Lord, His mercy endureth forever, and you watch what happens. And when they went walking down with their hands raised up, and they said, praise the Lord, His mercy endureth forever. It's 3-1 odds. And when they walked up, guess what happened? The guys turned on each other, and the guys never even had to fight them. Jehoshaphat didn't have to fight them. All Jehoshaphat had to do was reach over and get the spoils. God wants to defeat our foes. We've just got to let Him. Amen? I'm almost through. I know, y'all looking at me. How many will stay here till 4 o'clock? Okay, two of you. How many will stay here till 3 o'clock? Okay, what about 12:30? I'm playing with you. But, oh, taste and see. Here, I love this one here. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints. For there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I want y'all to listen carefully. I'm getting ready to say, this is so important. I want you to, this one statement is worth it all. Get ready. I want you to read it. Y'all say it out loud when it goes up on the screen. Say it out loud. Just that first. Praise is the taste buds of the soul. And as we begin to praise Him, we actually get a chance to taste Him and see how good it is. Praise. You want to know how good God is? Taste Him. Come on, taste Him right now. I'm sure glad I weren't cooking this, y'all taste Him. Praise God! Hallelujah! Come on, church, praise Him! Yeah! Yeah, God reveals Himself as you lift up yourself, your heart to Him in praise. And when this happens, you know that God is good. Now watch this. In verse 10 it says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. He's saying the fiercest and the most cunning of animals, they're going to suffer hunger, they're going to suffer lack. But He says, watch this, but my people, they're not going to have that problem. Because I'm going to take care of them. Amen? Amen. Now, one more thing, and then we're getting ready to go. Praise brightens your future. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and that loveth many days, that he may see good? The eyes of the Lord are among the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. Ready? Watch this. Prayer and praise of God's people. Oh, what? Did I get it backwards? Well, see what's happened is everything's broke up here today. All this new stuff, and someone's not working, and so I'm looking on my phone. Oops. Isn't it cool? Technology is awesome. Even when you got backup plan. My backup, that's my second. I've already gone from plan A to plan B. Now I'm on plan C. Amen. But God's good. And Linda said, let me click it for you. So I went to click it. And so now I'm clicking too. So I'm look, watch this. I'm doing that. Isn't that cool? Isn't that fun? Anybody want to try it? I know. Talking about a country. You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Prayer and praise. When there's prayer and praise of God's children, watch this. Look. When we walk the path of praise, sometimes, y'all say sometimes. When we walk the path of praise, sometimes our circumstances change. Sometimes something even better happens. We change. When you begin to praise God, it's amazing. Matter of fact, no matter what, praise never leaves you the same. Guys, come on up here. Let's play some praise music. Sometimes your circumstances change. What I have discovered over the years, very powerfully, what I've discovered is that my best times were when God changed me. God is awesome. Power praise. Power praise. Power praise. Not only is God watching us today, but He's leaning over listening. Let me ask you a question. What's He hearing? What's He hearing? Is He hearing praise or complaining? Is He hearing praise or is He hearing fear? God is listening. Everybody that's staying. God is awesome. All the time. Or put your hands up. Worship Him. Praise Him. Thank Him. Power praise. Power praise. Power praise. Power praise. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you're here today and you got a need from God, here's what I want you to do. I want you to come up here and I want you to praise Him. I want you to praise Him. I just want you to come line up in front of this church and I want you to praise Him. All that will. Come on up here.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes. So break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
I don't want you to thank, I don't want you to ask Him for anything. I want you to thank Him. I want you to praise Him.
Break every chain.
Praise Him.
Break every chain.
Father, You're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. You're bigger than anything we are facing. God, You are powerful. I ask You right now, Lord, to touch, to anoint in a very powerful way us. Help us, God, to change our focus from our problem to You. God, help us, Lord, to change our perspective from how little we are to our big problem to how little our problem is to a big God. Father, You're awesome, and we thank You for it. We're reaching out to You right now, God. We're praising You and we're thanking You for what You're doing. We're thanking You. We're praising You. Power praise. Go ahead, church. Go ahead, church. Praise Him. Go ahead and praise Him. Go ahead and praise Him, church.
In the name of Jesus. There is power.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. There is power. In the name of Jesus. So
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Okay, where's she at? All right, church, while we're praying and while we're praising God, there's two people we're definitely going to pray for right now. Number one is Anna. Anna Lane. Come here, Anna Lane. Where's the oil at? Hello, Annie. Hello, Anna Lane.